So after the initial attempt to show you the power of conscious co-creation with the freezing of xylitol crystals under the microscope, after that attempt, found out that it was hard to see because it was downscaled resolution twice and it went through three or four different codec compressions. And by the time you saw it on Brighteon, it didn't have anything like the detail that I was seeing on the microscope. Okay, so after that, I said, look, I'm gonna solve this so I can get you high resolution images with extreme detail of the crystal formations that are happening in real time that we're capturing under the microscope. And sure enough, I've got that. So this microscope has a stitch function, which is, it's pretty amazing. In essence, I can tell it to capture, let's say, like 5 by 5, like a grid. So it'll do 25 image captures as it moves across this grid. And for each of the 25 images, it does not just an autofocus, but a full depth of field focus to get everything in focus, regardless of the Z-axis. And watching it do this, it's saving me hours of work. The microscope is doing the work for me. And it's incredibly cool to watch this happening in real time. I'll probably shoot a video with my phone to show you what the microscope is doing. But the result is a very large image that can be, let's say, 20,000 pixels wide and some smaller number of pixels tall, like maybe 15,000 or whatever the aspect ratio ends up being. But I can do something that's like 30,000 pixels wide or 40,000 wide, and everything is in focus. So what I did is I've just completed this after a session where I was interviewing Aaron Abke, and we were talking about this. We were playing with the microscope, and I was showing him this, and he saw this live for the first time. Like, he's never seen anything like this before, where these crystals are tapping into a cosmic intelligence or morphic resonance, and they're painting or sketching or scribbling structures, and these are structures in 3D space, and they're doing it in real time, and all these structures are flashing into existence. And so Aaron's sitting there at the desk in my studio as this is happening, and I'm posting that video separately. So after he left, then I took this, basically it's a pie plate of xylitol, which continues to freeze for hours. So it's forming structures for hours. So I went ahead and put that under the microscope, and then I did this stitching function. And sure enough, it worked, and it got this super high-res image. So I'll be distributing that image, high-res image, on social media only, because I can't put it in a video because the video doesn't have that resolution, not even close. I can't, upload it to YouTube for the same reason, but I can distribute the image file through social media. So my primary social media place to distribute those files will be brighteon.social. You'll want to join up there if you haven't already. Just go to brighteon.social, create a free account, and then follow me. My username is HealthRanger. For some of the interesting things I find in these large images, I'll post those on X, where I'm also HealthRanger. But for the core high-res images, which can be, like 20 megabyte files or something like that, depending on the resolution, I'll be posting those on brighteon.social. So what you can do is you can download one of those files, and then you can just zoom in massively. Like, do a heavy duty zoom in on it, and then you can start moving around, panning around, and you'll be able to see structures. And you'll be amazed that you can keep zooming in because there are so many pixels in the image. Again, sometimes they're 20,000 pixels wide or even more. Now, given that Aaron and I were speaking in that entire session, we were talking about Yeshua, the history of Jesus, we're talking about Paul, we're talking about Christianity, We were talking about some sins and forgiveness or lack of forgiveness. We're talking about angels and, you know, God and creation and vibration, both good and bad side. It would be interesting if you or I or anybody finds images in these crystals that are relatively clear depictions of those topics that we were talking about. Now, Aaron and I did not sit there and consciously just focus and hold an image in our minds in order to try to create that, but we were just talking about all these subjects. And what I found is that this programs the morphic field, and the crystals pick up on morphic fields. So even just talking about things, which is the power of the spoken word, just saying something programs the morphic fields with, you know, that idea, those themes, those ideas. And that's why the spoken word is actually very, very powerful. And that's why praying out loud is more powerful than silently praying, or speaking out loud is more powerful than just silently thinking something. To verbalize something is to influence and alter the fields of information that make up our cosmos. And what's so astonishing about this experiment that I'm doing with the microscope here with the xylitol crystals is, well, it's two things. One, it's showing the physical manifestation of crystals tapping into both morphic fields of knowledge that Rupert Sheldrake talks about, as well as tapping into consciousness and conscious ideas. I think both of those are intertwined. And so in previous sessions, I've seen the crystals begin to form things that I was verbally talking about, or in some cases that I was holding in my mind. I'll be doing a lot more of this. I'll be showing you this. I'm going to take, for example, simple slides, and I'm going to put a few drops of liquid xylitol on them. And then I'm going to write the word love on the slide. And then I'll take another slide and I'll write hate. And then we'll take a look at those slides under the microscope and see, do we see images or patterns or levels of organization or beauty that are reflecting the ideas of love versus hatred, or good versus evil, or harmony, you know, versus disharmony, etc. So that's what we're going to be doing. It was interesting because when I was sitting there with Aaron and we were talking about the nature of the universe, but also some of the evil, some of the corruption of the teachings of Christ. And then on the screen suddenly appeared a black, dark claw. And we were even commenting about it, you know, and I mean, kind of joking about it, but I had never seen a black claw, what looked like a black claw. I'd never seen that in xylitol crystals before, but there it was as clear as day. And then another time when Aaron was talking about something that was really dramatically true, like just resonated with truth, there was a giant, like, golden check mark that appeared. It was the color, largely golden colored. It was just a giant check mark, just shazam, it showed up there. That's even in the video. We'll probably be able to show you that in the video, because he commented on it. He was like, whoa, where did that come from? Just popped in out of seemingly nothing. So back to the two things here. Again, to summarize, point number one is that we're able to show you now the physical manifestation of morphic fields as well as coherent consciousness as it gets translated into 3D structures and 3D space. And it's crystals that are freezing, that are actually giving up energy because the heat energy is leaving them. And as they lose heat energy, they gain structural information. So that's the exchange that's happening at the molecular level. They're giving up heat, but they're gaining structure and information. Whereas when you melt them, you're adding heat and they are giving up information or structure. You see how that there's a trade-off there. So this is yin and yang, or in English, yin and yang. But yin yang, as it's said in Chinese, and this is obviously the eternal spiral of light and dark, good and evil, and, you know, entropy and order, etc. And that's exactly what we're seeing with these images. The second thing that is really profound is that, you know, the work of Dr. Emoto, the Japanese researcher who did this with water crystals something like 15 years ago, and I was really fascinated by his work. But the innovation that I was able to bring to this now is using xylitol instead of water. And because xylitol freezes at room temperature, and that means that I don't have to sit in a cold storage locker at sub-zero temperatures in order to take pictures of, you know, snowflakes and water crystals. I can choose xylitol crystals, and then we can see that in real time as it's happening. And that's the other important innovation here. Dr. Emoto, just because of the technology of the day, he was not able to capture the video of the ice crystal structures being created in real time. But today, with the microscope that we just recently acquired, we can actually achieve that in real time. So we can show you the structures being formed as it's happening. And as far as I know, no one's ever shown that before. I don't think that anybody has been able to do that because they've been working with water instead of other crystalline structures. So this is a really exciting area. This is the field of the interaction of consciousness with physical structure. And crystals, or xylitol crystals in this case, gives us a really rich depth in which we can explore these concepts, and we can run lots and lots of tests over and over again. And we can even melt the same xylitol that we just froze, and we can freeze it again with new thoughts and new ideas and new inputs, and we can see what it forms this time. And if you think about it, this physical matter is kind of like, you know, it's clay. It's clay that can be formed into anything. If you're a sculptor, well, these crystals are physical structure that can be made into anything. You can form pictures of, you know, houses or animals or skyscrapers or planets and stars or UFOs or anything like that. And because that knowledge is able to be accessed by the crystals, because they're tapping into the morphic fields that contain everything. All knowledge of all 3D shapes that have ever existed in the history of the entire universe are already imprinted into the morphic fields. And so crystals can tap into any of that at any time as they're being formed. Now, what's really interesting to me is that these xylitol crystals, even though xylitol looks completely white, when you zoom in at high enough magnification, what do you see? You start to see all kinds of amazing colors coming out. And you see golden colors. You see all the colors of the rainbow. You see blue and yellow and purple and green and red and orange, everything you can imagine. And I know you're going to say, well, those are just prism effects. I mean, I've actually mentioned that same point, that there are prism effects. But that doesn't explain all the colors that we see. There are many items that we see that have colors that are clearly that color. That, you know, orange and golden objects that we've seen under the microscope that are not just light effects. They're not, you know, reflections, things like that. They have obtained that color. So then somehow xylitol crystals, which are not anything but white or transparent, you know, they're transparent when they're melted, and they're white when they freeze, somehow they also can create gold. You know, golden colors, orange, yellow, things, all these different colors, they are able to create that. And then if you melt it, the color goes away and it goes back to, you know, transparent. So the optical properties, of course, are changing dramatically in the different phase changes of this substance, which that should be obvious too, because if you take a glass of water, you know, it's transparent mostly. You can see through it. And then if you freeze it, then it becomes more opaque, right? I mean, we're all familiar with that. And of course, snow is white, but if you melt it, then it becomes clear in the form of water. So that's a natural phenomenon that we're all familiar with. But to think that it can create colors, which is what nature does in foods when it creates pigments, it creates, you know, purple colors, black colors, and these colors are known as anthocyanins when it comes to nutrition. Or in the case of spirulina, which is a single cell microalgae organism, the extracted pigments are called phycocyanins. But the cyan in cyanins is referring to the color cyan, the color, you know, light blue. And there are numerous examples of this across different microalgae, such as, well, astaxanthin. It's known as, is it hematococcus? Because of how much it resembles blood, the redness of blood. And it's creating red pigments. And those pigments serve a very specific purpose in terms of protecting the astaxanthin organism against ultraviolet radiation. So they form a sphere, a shield, all around themselves made of pigments and, you know, carotenoids, which is what astaxanthin is. And these carotenoids block ultraviolet mutations of the genetic code. So this is all for genetic integrity. The point is, nature can create colors to use them where they need protection, where they need defenses. So colors, which is just something that our eyes pick up, you know, certain wavelengths of light that's reflected off of an object, those colors obviously indicate properties. And colors in food are medicine, and colors in physical matter can also be a different kind of light medicine or vibrational medicine because of the way they interact with your eye, with the mitochondria in your nerve cells in your eye, which is, your eyes are the only part of your brain that are actually exposed to the outside world. So you're actually, your eyeballs are your brain, like a little tunnel of your brain to the outside world, and then colors are the way that information comes into your brain directly from, you know, the retina and the optic nerve, etc. And then these crystals are communicating with us through colors that our brains understand. Isn't that fascinating? And some colors speak to us as being colors of calm, such as blue or cyan or green. Other colors are colors of typically of a value, like gold. Or if you go into orange, it becomes a color of warning, or red is typically a color of, you know, alert or of some urgency, you know, associated with higher blood pressure, associated with warnings, etc. So colors mean different things to us, and these crystals are tapping into a morphic field of basically a color knowledge base that is allowing it to communicate to us through colors. In other words, it's speaking to us in our language that our optic nerve speaks, that our brain decodes into things like emotions. And if you think about it, that's the way a lot of the natural world works. Why do all wealthy people, even the richest people in the world, why do they always want to live in nature? They want to have a giant bunker on an island in Hawaii. They don't want to live in the bunker. They want to live near all the trees and all the tropical paradise and the flowers, and they want to see the ocean. The ocean's deep blue and the sky is light blue and the sunlight and, you know, and the green grass. And some people want to live in the forest. Some people want to live near waterfalls. They want the sound of the waterfall or the sound of the waves on the beach and the feel of the sand under their toes. Why do all wealthy people want to live away from humankind and close to nature? Why? Because nature and the colors of nature speak the language that our brains innately understand. And crystals tap into that communication system because it's all part of morphic resonance. So you can literally, you can have a conversation with crystal formation as it's happening, and you can shape the fields that it's tapping into. And as a result, you will alter the output that you get. It's like a 3D printer that you can control with your mind. That's actually a really good analogy. It's a 3D printer that you can control with your mind. Now, do you have absolute total control? No. You can nudge it. You can alter the outcomes based on probabilities or based on coherence of your thought. And the more coherent your thought and the cleaner your nervous system, the more you can control the outcomes. But like in these images that I'm talking about today, Aaron and I, we weren't focused on trying to alter the image. We were just chatting about a variety of subjects, which meant we were programming a bunch of fields around us that probably altered the crystals, but we weren't deliberately pushing a specific image or a specific color or anything like that. It would be very interesting to run those experiments. Like if I think of the color gold and the concept of gold or gold coins or gold bars, let's just say as an example, how much more will it form golden colors and objects that resemble gold or objects of, let's say, financial wealth? Or suppose you want to think about fish in the ocean. Just a bunch of fish, swordfish, and I don't know, whatever kind of fish, tuna fish, crawfish, any kind of fish, shrimps, you know, crabs, seafood, oysters, clams, whatever, and ask it to generate like ocean scenes. Will it begin to sketch and paint images of fish and crustaceans in the ocean? And the answer is clearly yes. If you have enough coherence in your intention, then that's exactly what will happen. It will start sketching out these images that are in your head, especially if you verbalize them, or as some researchers have done before, they'll write words like fish, you know, on a piece of paper, or they will paste an actual image of a fish, like printed on a piece of paper. They'll paste that image on the, like the Petri dish or the plate, and then they'll let the freezing happen there. And then very often the image gets imprinted into the crystal structure as it's freezing. So I'll be trying those experiments as well. And we'll be working with different kinds of sounds and music, like, you know, Buddhist chants versus like rage rock metal music. Like, let's see if that has an impact. Or have a mobile phone sitting there that's broadcasting electromagnetic energy. Does that alter the fields? Does it cause more noise versus a sample without the phone? So these are all questions that we can answer through experimentation. And I'll be sharing those with you with these high resolution files. Just remember to sign up at brighteon.social in order to access these files. And where possible, I'll also put them out on brighteon.io, but I don't think brighteon.io supports as large of files compared to Brighteon Social, because brighteon.io is a low bandwidth decentralized structure or platform. So anyway, that's what I plan to do, and I invite you to participate in these experiments in your own way and tune in and, you know, check out some of these images, and we'll go through this journey together and see where it leads us. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com, and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup. If you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list, organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic, except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra-clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.